32 teams, 32 days. It's 32 days of the NFL draft, kind of like the 25 days of Christmas. So many people call the NFL draft their Christmas. Well, Christmas for you is just a week and a half away. A week from this Thursday today, we're going to take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, in-state rival. Never understood the in-state rival, especially in the NFL, because your rivals should be within your division, not two teams that are in the AFC. But still, intriguing nonetheless, with a top 10 pick once again, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And as I said in yesterday's podcast with the Denver Broncos, so many analysts have been pointing to defensive end for the Jaguars, and it could hold to be true. Derek Morgan, I think, is an excellent player, a player that the Jaguars, I think, would like. I think he fits that mentality of a Jack Del Rio. Jason Pierre-Paul is a little bit of a risk, and with already missing on guys like Derek Harvey and Quentin Groves, that's the whole reason that the Jaguars might have to draft another defensive end. It all comes down to whether or not they're ready to give up on Derek Harvey and Quentin Groves, who they just drafted 2 years ago. They did sign Aaron Kampman this offseason, which I think helps in their search for pressure from the defensive end position and might allow them to look at other positions of need. Now, I don't know if they have big needs at other positions. My areas of need for the Jaguars, maybe an offensive guard. Mikey Upati might be a little high for him. We just talked about him yesterday with the Denver Broncos. I think it is a little high for him. The Jaguars could possibly get a guard somewhere in the middle rounds, maybe a Brandon Carter, who I like from Texas Tech. A safety is a possibility for the Jaguars as well. Reggie Nelson really has never turned into that elite safety that they've hoped he would. Earl Thomas, a possibility here at the 10th pick. I don't see the Jaguars being able to trade up. Now, we'll get to three intriguing players here. I want to start with the most obvious, because there's been so much talk about Tim Tebow's stock rising. I'm a fan of Tim Tebow. I have been. I am not. There's no hiding that. But with the 10th overall pick in the draft, I just think it is way too big of a risk for the Jaguars to look to Tim Tebow to be their savior. He might sell you tickets in year one, maybe even in year two. And maybe that's what a team is looking for. Maybe that is what a team like the Jaguars or the Bills are looking for. A chance to sell tickets, to sell out their stadium, to get their games back on TV and give themselves an opportunity to stay in their respected cities. However, Tim Tebow's a huge risk here with the 10th pick. We don't even know if he's going to be able to play quarterback in the NFL. He's from Jacksonville. They have a huge contingent of Gator fans up in Jacksonville. It would make sense monetarily for the first couple of years, but what happens if Tebow goes out and doesn't play well? And it ends up being that he isn't a quarterback, that he really isn't a fit anywhere. What if he turns out to be a bust? Well, you just wasted the 10th overall pick in the draft, in one of the best drafts we've seen in a long time, on a guy in Tim Tebow who, let's face it, is a risk. He might help you for 2 years, but if you ain't winning after 2 years, the people will stop going. The reason Tim Tebow's so popular is because he wins. Well, what if you don't win and you have Tim Tebow? He becomes just like every other player. I see Tebow, once again, I see Tebow as, unless a team wants to trade back into the first round, at the end of the first round to grab him, I see him as a second round pick, and I'm going to stick to that. The other two players are more logical here at the 10th pick. I'm going to start with the guy on offense, wide receiver Dez Bryant. The Jaguars have Mike Sims-Walker. Torrey Holt was released. They don't really have much other than Mike Sims-Walker at the wide receiver position. You know, they've drafted some receivers in the past. Mercedes Lewis is coming on a little bit as a tight end. But, you know, you can't put a lot of blame on David Garrard when he really doesn't have the weapons to work with. You still have Maurice Jones-Drew back there. And I've heard also people saying that now the Jaguars are going to take C.J. Spiller. Why? Why? Because you want a two-back system? They're going to be the Panthers of the AFC East, or of the AFC South is what I'm hearing. What? Why? Two backs? You don't have anyone to throw the ball to. I think you need to address wide receiver sometime in this draft. Now, I do think the receiver position is deep enough to where the Jaguars could address wide receiver in the third round or even later and still get good value in return. So I'm not saying it's desperation mode to draft Dez Bryant, but Dez Bryant, without the baggage, is maybe the third best player in the draft. And if you can find a way to channel that baggage, and you know, some players have character issues that never come across in the NFL. They never even have to deal with these character issues in the NFL. He's an incredible playmaker and would look very good on that offense. And I'll tell you what, you want to put butts in your seats, start scoring a lot of points on offense. That's how you'll do it. That and winning. And sometimes they go hand in hand. So that's why I think Dez Bryant could be a possibility at 10 for the Jaguars. The guy I'm leaning towards and the guy I've been high on, and I think if he falls this far, the Jaguars and Jack Del Rio, a former linebacker himself, would love to pounce on a guy like this, and that's Rolando McClain. A lot of people think McClain's going to fall to the Giants. I think the Giants are hoping McClain falls to him or to them. But McClain is a hard worker. He's dedicated. He lives in the film room, loves lifting weights, is a hard worker. I don't know if I said that. Leader, unbelievable leader at Alabama, and was a leader of a national championship defense. Not to mention, he's 6'4", 260 pounds, and runs a 4.640. But he has Crohn's disease. Hey, what team is better accustomed to Crohn's disease than the Jacksonville Jaguars? It just so happens that David Garrard, the Jaguars' starting quarterback, has Crohn's disease. And they've learned how to deal with it. And it hasn't affected his play on the field. Rolando McClain would bring leadership, would bring a face to that defense. And although it might not be the flashy pick for the Jaguars at the time, I think it would be the right pick. And something inside of me tells me that Jack Del Rio, despite the pressures of drafting Tim Tebow or a star offensive player, Jack Del Rio will do the right thing, and that will be to draft Rolando McClain to be his leader on the defensive side of the ball. But we shall see, and I don't even know what I'm going to do in my updated mock draft. That's going to be coming out very soon. So that's what you got with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll continue tomorrow. The Buffalo Bills will be on the clock as we take a look at what the Bills are going to do leading right up until draft day. Just a few days away, once again, a week from this Thursday, will be the NFL draft. All your coverage, all your draft needs, continue to come right here, JoeBucksFan.com.